Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's February 29, 2016, and this is episode 512. This is the third of a four-part series to walk you through the first of my two Japan winter wildlife tours for 2016. Continuing with a visit to Sulphur Mountain, then on to the Nootsuke Peninsula and Daosu, where we photograph the majestic Stellar Sea Eagles and White-tailed Eagles. We pick up the trail after our final shoot with the beautiful Hooper Swans on the morning of Day 8, as we swing by the apocalyptic Iyozan or Sulphur Mountain before we start our drive over to Daosu. This is a fun spot to shoot, with the fumaroles spewing their sulfuric steam into the atmosphere, as we see in this photograph. I'm a little bit torn on this photograph, as I'm not a huge fan of having this large and expansive overexposure around the sun, but in general I do like the feel of this shot with the steam bellowing out and the snow in the air. This snow was not present in the images where the sun was hiding behind thicker cloud, and I just kept coming back to this one, which is why I selected it to share with you today. I guess that means that I prefer this shot, although that large patch of white does disturb me a little. I shot this at f11 for 250th of a second at ISO 100, at 70mm with my 24-70mm f2.8 Mark II lens. For the processing for this image, I ran it through Nik Software's ColorFX Pro 3 and added a little bit of detail extractor to bring out the texture of the sulfur-stained rock and the steam, as well as the snow. To prevent a harsh line forming around the area of exposure, I placed a couple of minus control points over that area for the detail extractor filter, which enabled me to maintain a nice smooth gradation from white to the surrounding grey steam. Between Sulphur Mountain and the Nootsuke Peninsula, we called it two Ural Owl nests that I know of, hoping to capture one of these lovely birds. But neither of the nests was occupied on this day, unfortunately. So after lunch, we pressed on for a pretty productive drive along the peninsula. The first shot that I'd like to share from there is this one of an Ezo deer stag. The light was coming from behind the stag, which isn't ideal, but the shadow slider in Lightroom brought out plenty of detail in this side of the animal. I always love to see the texture in the antlers on these deer, as the rutting and foraging in the snow that they do with them strips off the brown coating, leaving those beautiful white tips to what are essentially then bare bones. I shot this at f8 for a thousandth of a second at ISO 400 using my 200-400mm lens with the 1.4x extender engaged. On the Nootsuke Peninsula, we generally just stop the bus and open the windows, then shoot resting our lenses on the window frame or the bus seat headrests, and it seems to work pretty well. Unlike some of the other subjects that we photograph on this tour, if we got off the bus here, these guys would be long gone before we could raise our cameras. There were a few stags that started practicing their rutting behavior, as you can see in this next photo, locking antlers and pushing each other back and forth. I've cropped this down a little to a 34 megapixel file, as these guys were a little way off, even at 560mm. I actually had a lot of trouble auto-focusing on these guys with the bright backlit snow. I could tell that something was wrong as I shot, but then when I looked at my images at the hotel, almost all of them were blurred, and then I found one that was wide enough to see an area of sharpness way in the foreground, and I thought at first that it might have been a shortcoming of the 5DS, But it turns out that two other cannon shooters had exactly the same problems at this spot, one with a 1DX and the other with a 7D Mark II. We also noted that all of the cannon shooters had no problems at all, so they were able to snigger at us on this occasion. I shot this with the same settings as the previous image. Shortly afterwards, as we drove along the peninsula, I spotted this northern red fox sitting at the side of the road, so we stopped the bus and shot some portraits. I love these foxes. When they're all clean like this, they're such beautiful animals. I actually shot this in portrait mode, but then decided to crop it down to a square anyway. My settings were f8 for 1/640th of a second at ISO 1250 at 454mm. Again, we were shooting from the bus, and the angle isn't great looking down on him, but I'm happy enough with this. I think my shot from last year is better though, especially as the fox was sitting on a bank of snow that was leaning downwards away from the bus, so it looked like we were pretty much at eye level, much better. A moment after this photo, the fox jumped in the air and with his muzzle dug a mouse out of the snow. At first I thought he'd heard it scuttling around and had hunted it before our eyes, but it turns out that it was a carcass that he'd buried earlier, and for some reason decided to dig it up and eat it in front of a busload of photographers. There was a lot of grass between him and us at this point, though, and they weren't particularly pretty photos, so none of them made my final selection. After a visit to the nature centre on the peninsula, we took a steady drive back to the hotel as the sun set. The next morning, we boarded our boat at 8:30 a.m. to go out and photograph the sea eagles. Unfortunately, with 2016 being an El Niño year, the sea ice is nowhere to be seen. It usually comes in a few times between the middle of January to the end, but even when it's late, it's usually here in the first few days of February. We visited on February 9, 10 and 11 and there was nothing. Even as I prepare for this podcast on February 19, we're yet to see any sea ice in Naos. Having said that, as I've mentioned before, we now take the boat out anyway and throw fish into the sea, which the Stella sea eagles and white-tailed eagles come down in their droves to catch. And honestly, I love the resulting photographs. In many ways, I actually prefer these photographs to the sea ice photographs because it looks a lot more natural to see the eagles taking the fish from the water rather than off the top of a piece of sea ice, as you can see in this photograph. The other thing that was a little bit against us on the first outing was that there was very heavy cloud cover. Even though the sun had come up more than 2 hours before we started shooting, for this photograph to get a shutter speed of 1/640th of a second at f5.6, I needed to set my ISO to 3200. That's no big deal. I shot some at 6400 as well. And because I'm still exposing to the right, there isn't a lot of grain. I'd prefer to shoot at lower ISOs, of course, but if it's a toss-up between getting shots with a bit of grain or not getting any shots, I'll take the shots anytime. The previous image was shot at 330mm and this next image was shot at 360 with my 100-400mm lens. This is the perfect lens for photographing these eagles from the boat, even on a full-frame camera. I have some shots that we'll take a look at that I have an eagle almost filling the frame uncropped at 241mm, so it's really not worth trying to handhold the 200-400mm from the boat, especially when there's as much swell as we had on this day. I did crop this photo, of course, just a little bit either side, and with a 16:9 aspect crop, as this Stella's seagull, it was quite close to the bottom of the frame, so a narrower crop helps to balance the image a little better. My settings were still f5.6 for 640th of a second, now at ISO 2500, so I'd brought it down just a little bit. As I've mentioned, I was shooting with the high-resolution Canon EOS 5DSR camera on this tour, and many people are pigeonholing this camera as a landscape and still life body. That really isn't the case, as I'm sure you'll start to appreciate with these eagle shots. The frame rate is, of course, going to limit our shooting at only 5 frames per second, and I doubt that I was even getting that under these conditions. But you know what? I actually really enjoyed the challenge. Rather than shooting in long bursts while tracking with the birds, as I've always done with my 1DX or 7D Mark II, I found that I was waiting for the exact moment that I wanted the frame, and shooting just one frame, sometimes two, never more than 3 frames. Sure, I will have missed a few critical wing positions, but I found that I was getting the wing position that I wanted with my first frame the majority of the time. I also enjoyed not having to go through so many photos. I was coming back from the 2-hour sessions that we have on the boat each morning with between 500 and 600 frames, rather than 1,000 or more, which is what I used to have to look through. And at the end of the day, I have these beautiful big 50 megapixel images that open up doors for me with regards to very large prints and cropping. So I'm really pleased with my decision to leave the 7D Mark II at home. Because we had not found an Ural Owl on either of the nests that I know about on the previous day, after a quick restroom stop at the hotel, we took a 90-minute drive back to the nearer of the 2 nests. We were happy to spend that time too, as we were rewarded with photos like this one. These owls are just beautiful, and it's always a pleasure to see one, especially when their eyes are open like this. As I mentioned in a previous episode, I'm finding that with the 5DSR, for at least some of my images, I'm actually pulling back a little and really showing the wildlife in their environment more, because I still have a huge amount of detail, even when the subject is quite small in the frame. I have some closer ones which I might share at some point, but here I disengaged the 1.4x extender and pulled back a little to 376mm to include this beautiful old tree that the owl is perched in. My other settings were f8 for 320th of a second at ISO 1000. I allowed the sky to blow out a little bit in the camera, as it was not as important for the photograph as getting the owl nicely exposed. In Lightroom, though, the data on the histogram is not quite touching the right side, so it's actually not overexposed, at least as Lightroom sees it. We don't stay long at the owl, as I don't like to disturb them too much. We took it in turns getting into a good position either side of the tree, and then took our leave. Afterwards, we had another drive back down the Nootskie Peninsula, but this time we saw absolutely nothing. It was as though we were in a totally different place than the previous day, with the deer and foxes. I'm pleased that this happened on the second day, though, or the group would have wondered why we were even there. The following morning, we went out for our second session with the sea eagles. This time we had about an extra 2 stops of light, which was really welcome, as a lot of the group hadn't really capitalized on the first morning with it being so dark. Even as we got started, my ISO was down to 1600 for this image. I love the clarity of this shot and the reflections of the feathers, but most of all, those outstretched talons accompanied by the white-tailed eagle's gaze are awesome. I cropped this one just slightly from the top left corner, but it's still a 44 megapixel photograph. This was shot at f6.3 for 1/1000th of a second at ISO 1600 with a focal length of 286mm. This next image is the back end of a juvenile white-tailed eagle as it whisks its frozen prey out of the water. I really like this angle, although you can't see the eagle's head, but the high wing positions forming a beautiful V-shape is really appealing to me, and the droplets of water and the splash are nicely frozen by the thousandth of a second exposure. My aperture was f8 at this point, and my ISO down to 1250 with a focal length of 360mm. I did crop this one in slightly from the bottom left this time, leaving me again with a 44 megapixel file. I actually generally don't release the shutter or even frame them up when I notice that the eagle is a juvenile, as I rarely share or use these images, but I'm pleased that I reacted to this shot. It's perhaps one of my favourites from the trip. This next image is perhaps my heaviest crop from the trip, down to a tiny 25.2 megapixels, but I couldn't resist sharing this shot. I noticed these four sea eagles converging, so I focused on the middle Stellar sea eagle and hoped for the best. They were way out, but I thought that this was a fun mismatch of avian brawn as they circled our boat. And I thought it was extra cool that one of them is looking straight at the camera from the midst of all this. My settings for this shot were f8, a thousandth of a second at ISO 1250, with a focal length of 312mm. I wish I'd had a chance to zoom in, but it happened too quickly for that. So that's it for our 10 photos for today. We'll be back with 5 more eagle shots from the same day, then one more from our third day with them, before we head around to the other side of the Shiretoko Peninsula for our final day before returning to Tokyo and disbanding. Before we finish, I'd like to remind you that we are now taking bookings for the 2018 Snow Monkeys and Hokkaido tours. For details and to book your place, visit the tour page at mbp.ac/ww2018. Our 2017 tours are already sold out, but if you'd like to be put on the wait list, please contact us. Thanks very much for listening today. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share a link with your friends, and if you don't already, please subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast program to ensure uninterrupted delivery. You can find me on Google+, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with the fourth and final part of this series, but in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing.